This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, I'm going as fast as I can, and producer Cal Hunter. We're having a great time today. We have talked about the blind side. Man, we took up a whole 1 hour segment, the first hour, on the blind side. How interesting that is. But we have to make a correction. We kept talking about the laws in Mississippi, about, you know, adoption laws. We got to remember, that's where he went, is to Ole Miss. This is the blind side. This is Mr. Oler, Michael Oler, and the Tuohys, but they lived in Tennessee. So it would be Tennessee law, but it doesn't matter. We just wanted to talk about Mississippi law, too. But everything was based out of Tennessee. That's where they lived, blah, blah, blah. We're going to talk also about Britney Spears. And I was just looking up. Britney Spears, now he has two children from, who's the other famous actor? What's his name?
Oh, Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline,
yeah.
He was
a dancer.
Dancer, right. So she has two children from Kevin Federline, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And then, but now we're going to talk about Britney, how she is getting a divorce from her new hubby. We're going to talk about that. We got Susan Sarandon case we're going to talk about. That's interesting. Leah Remedy suing the Church of Scientology and what's going on there. We got a very sad story about bunk beds, the dangers of bunk beds, or some bunk beds. And Alec Baldwin is in the news. We've got more and more after that. But if you want to call in at 855 Law Radio Denise. Give them the normal
855-529-7234.
If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, info@radiolawtalk.com. Someone just emailed and said, can I have a shirt and this address? We shipped them a shirt, and they got a Radio Law Talk shirt. That's really cool. It's a cool T-shirt that says on the back, we got two of them. One on the back says, who needs law school? You got Radio Law Talk. And the second one says, what is it, something about not politically correct, right? Oh, when you're tired of politics radio, tune into Radio Law Talk, right? Because we're politically neutral. We talk about both
sides.
That's
right.
The best we can. The other thing is make sure, other than around the in-laws during the holidays, don't use us as authority. Other than telling your in-laws, look, when they say, you said, who said, who's they? Then you say, well, Radio Law Talk says as follows. You can do that. But, you know, go seek counsel, talk to a lawyer. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. We're here having a blast. We're just having fun. We're going to talk about, after we talk about Brittany and Susan and Leah and Alec, we're going to move on and do a little bit about case or no case. So, but I think we're going to do case or no case first, Cal. Are we ready for that case or no case?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
You don't have to tell me twice. Roosevelt High School, home of the Rough Riders, Fresno, California, had a policy. As soon as you are given a parking space assigned from the school lot, you can decorate it. And you must give the school a copy of your vehicle key. This rubbed Paul Bernard the wrong way. He asked why they wanted a key. And the school said, well, when you sign this agreement, we reserve the right to look through your car if we suspect any illegal activity or bring a drug dog nearby. And if you don't give us a copy of your key, you may not park here on school grounds, and we may suspend or expel you from this school. Paul said, but it doesn't sound right to me. So he called his dad, and his dad called the family attorney to see if he could help him stop the school from enforcing the we get a copy of a key to your car rule. Yes, he wanted to know, Fred Penny, if he had a case or no case. What say you?
Boy, Denise has got this one nailed. Why does Denise have this one nailed down? Denise, tell me why you're going to nail this one.
Does this happen to her?
No, but tell me why you're going to be able to nail this one down. you go after Todd.
Oh, that's true.
Todd's a former prosecutor for the DA's office, former public defender. He knows exactly what the law is on this. He's over there smirking and smiling. And Todd, too bad I didn't go, and Denise, you went last because...
Is Roosevelt a public school?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Fresno.
Sorry.
And I'm telling you, Denise is just going to go... All right, hurry up, Todd. Whatever you say, I'm going to say, I'm going to do the same thing. So my answer is whatever Todd says. Can I do
that? I don't
like
to do what Todd does.
Whatever Todd says. All right, so I have no idea about criminal law, so I absolutely have no idea if they're allowed to get a key or not. I would think not, because that's a search and seizure that's not lawful. And so I think they cannot require them to give them a key. And what I'm thinking about is it's a public school and there's exceptions, but they generally cannot ask for a key to their car. So that's not allowed. The kid would win. The question is this a real case or not? When was this?
It was in the late 90s. So fairly recently.
Oh.
Late 90s.
That was recent?
Late 90s.
You realize that's not recent anymore?
Relatively recently. It's not in the 70s or 60s when I was in high school. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Which is way past recent.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, God, this is what's killing me. I'm sorry, Denise. I'm pulling on Denise. I can't make up my mind. What do I do?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say it's a scenario, not a case.
All right, fair enough. Todd Kuhn, what do you think about this?
Well, I appreciate the assumption that I have this one locked in because I'm a criminal defense attorney, former prosecutor. But I'll tell you, it gets a little, wait a second, these are minors, and I'm thinking about, okay, what happens? Can they get into a locker? What do they need? Do they have an expectation of privacy?
Exactly.
And I'll say that it would be a harder one for me to answer if this were a locker that they were trying to get into. But I don't believe that I think the school is going too far to require that a key be given to allow access to the vehicle in a parking lot simply because you had the audacity to get a parking pass. And, I just think that's too much. And so I think that would violate the Fourth Amendment rights. Now, the question here is preemptively, can the dad go to the school? I think they can. So I'm going to say that this is a case. And I'll say that this is a case, and the kid and his dad prevail in that ultimately they were not allowed to require the key be given over as part of the parking pass.
Okay, fair enough. And Denise, what do you think about this perplexing scenario I have portrayed to you?
Who had to sign for the parking pass? Was it the parent or the child?
The parent did, and it was a private parking lot.
Yeah. So you forgot to discuss one thing there, Mr. Todd Kuhn. What about consent? Is signing and agreeing to the terms of the parking pass was consent to any search and seizures? Then it's legal.
Well, Daddy didn't like it either. That's how this came up. That was the point of the scenario. He took this to his dad.
But he signed it.
And Dad said, now let's talk to our lawyer first.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe he didn't sign it.
I do have a response to that, but I'll wait to hear your answer.
Yes.
She said,
oh, he's evil. He's evil. Well, I'm going to say, it's got to be something weird if it's a case. It's got to be something really, really, really weird.
Just think of it. Just keep stalling.
I'm going to say
keep stalling.
That it is not a case. But it's a scenario.
Just what I said. Not a case, but a scenario.
And Todd, you said it was a case and the kid won? Is that
case and kid/dad won.
All right, we'll be back after this to find out who's doing it.
Can they do that in your school? Can they demand a copy of your car key before you can park there? This school said, yes, we can. Coming up next, the answer on Radio Law Talk, right here on this great local radio station you're listening to, and, of course, on many stations coast to coast and always at RadioLawTalk.com.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
All that's advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny. Available on Amazon Books now.
If you're one of those independent people who wants to own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road, quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp, come on.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
All right, Roosevelt High School in Fresno. Look, you got your own parking spot as the kids. We love you guys. But, oh, by the way, give us your key. And we want your key because a spare key of the car in case we want to be able to search it for something. And Denise and I said it's a scenario but not a case. Todd said it's a case. And the dad and the kid win. They do not have to give a key up.
Well, first off, let me say the story has changed the name and place of the school, but it is a true story. The attorney said rather than fight the school, make a photocopy of your key and write on it, no consent to search, and turn in a photocopy of your key. They didn't say a working copy, did they? That lasted for about 9 weeks. They came back and said, we need an actual key. So Paul went to the arts class, got some resin, and sealed the car key in hardened clear resin and gave that to them with a note inside that said, no consent to search, on advice of his attorney. The school was getting irritated now and tried again. By that time, the family attorney wrote a letter to the school board and mentioned all sorts of things like warrantless searches and what have you. The school replied, we have rules and they will be followed, and the policy remains in effect. So while there was no legal case over the matter, the school won in this case, and that is...
Wow, that is bizarro, though.
Interesting, yeah.
Is it still the case in Fresno?
Still the case, from what we've been told. My brother used to teach down there before that came up.
That's crazy.
They had a lot of drug activity in the school, and parents were saying, you got to do something. And the school says, how about you parents do something? Right?
Yes.
And the parents said, well, they sneak it out. What are we going to do? So they came up with this plan, and off they went.
Wow, I wonder if they can do that, because it's a school grounds, and there's exceptions. You know, they can, they're of searching issues, that you give up your rights when you go into school. Your locker, you give up rights to your locker. They can go in and look at your locker. You know, there's a lot of things that I gave up when I went to high school,
yeah.
But I won't go into detail.
Like I couldn't kiss my boyfriend. I got suspended for a day for kissing my boyfriend in the parking lot.
Was he worth it?
What?
Yeah.
In high school? Was it in high school?
Yes.
Yeah,
Denise, it was my junior year.
I think Denise needs to write a book about from age 14 to 18.
13. You got to start at 13.
Okay, start at 13. I won't say what happened at 13, but I'm going to say 13 to 18. And we'll talk about it afterwards. I know what happened at 13.
I want to see the movie. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the book, and then we're going to start out with the very beginning of the scene on the roof. That's the first scene.
Yes.
And then it goes back and starts from 13 and goes to 18. And then from there, I think that's...
I have a great idea for a book.
What?
I was going to do short stories of my life, three generations, my mom's, mine, and my daughter's.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. But that's no fun.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it would be fun.
Why?
To compare the different... Yes.
Your mom was kind of a little edgy. She's awesome. I met your mom. I think she's awesome. She's edgy, though, isn't she?
She is.
Woo.
She was before her time in some ways.
She was. She's feisty.
Yes.
I like her.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Cal. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, and that, ladies and gentlemen, I guess I should conclude this properly and say that is... Case or no case. Next time, the case of the free-stranded freelancer. Or the stranded freelancer. Sorry, that's next time on Case or No Case.
Denise, did you want to talk about Britney Spears a little bit?
Yes, I think I can talk about it.
Let's talk about... First of all, this is her third marriage, right?
It's her third marriage. Her first marriage was to Jason Alexander, and it was a oops, and it was what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Oh, that's the one that's like... That was a
52 hours or something.
Yeah, they got
annulment.
An annulment. Tell them what an annulment is really quick.
An annulment is... it's a legal fiction. I love it. It's when you get married, but... there's some grounds for it to be set aside, if you will, and not be considered a marriage. We call it an annulment. And legally, you were not married. It goes away. And there are different grounds for it, and depending on what state you're in. And I'm not sure where she got the annulment.
Drinking was that one, the grounds.
Drinking, or maybe failure to consummate, or
really?
Yeah, lack of capacity because of the drinking, or
I think there.
Well, that's no fun.
I think there's consummation. I don't know.
I don't actually know. All I know is that it was very short lived, and
Todd,
that's the guy that stalked her at her current marriage.
Right.
He tried to interfere with the wedding, and he was arrested the day that she got married at her wedding site.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that was kind of an odd one. He was also at the January 6th D.C. event. So he's an interesting character. But her second husband, of course, you said Kevin Federline, and she has two sons with him. They're still minors. They're getting older, but they're still minor children. And then she was married to him the longest. And then she married her third husband, Sam Asghari, and he's like a model producer. And
he's a fitness guy.
Yes, and he's an up-and-coming guy. He's significantly younger than Britney Spears is. And they got married about 14 months ago. They had a rock-solid prenuptial agreement. But for every 2 years that he would stay married to Britney Spears, he'd get $1 million. Up to a top total of $15 million. And he filed for divorce. He wants to end the marriage, and he's done it without waiting out that time frame. So this isn't about money for him.
Because he could have waited, only a few more months?
He could have waited, 14 months he could have waited, you know.
He just said, I can't go 8 more months. I just, 8 more months, I can't do that.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen any of her TikToks or anything that's going on.
Oh,
but
I see her Instagrams.
Yes, and they're not pretty sometimes.
She's kind of, that's what I'm saying. You wonder,
Anyway, I kind of admire him that he's not just going out for the money. Even though he asked for support in the petition that he filed, that's usually the attorney makes you do that just to save jurisdiction over it in case. So, anyway, we're going to have to see what happens.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about Britney Spears. Thanks for joining us. We love those of you who listen to us religiously. There's a number of you, and we appreciate it. We got more, by the way. Next week, we've got a number of new affiliates we're going to talk about. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. The show continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat inside.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharper. Come on.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will.
Yeah.
USA News update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary.
The city is prepared. We're not waiting for the storm to hit. We have already begun working 24/7 to be ahead of the curve and to be ready as soon as the storm reaches our shores.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm in Mexico or the U.S. Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfires now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called those deaths unspeakable and devastating. Americans are projected to deplete their pandemic savings this quarter, as indicated by a study by the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Household surplus savings, which reached over $2 trillion in August 2021 due to increased saving during the COVID-19 pandemic, have now dwindled to under $190 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
So, Todd, you don't have to just tell me. How much do they say? Oh, my gosh. According to what site did you look up this to determine what Britney Spears is worth?
It is Cooperation of Worldwide Broadcast website.
Okay.
Has Britney Spears' net worth at $60 million in 2023.
Wow, I think that, as bizarre as it sounds, that seems low to me. Just her. Just think of what her catalog's worth. That's the thing. What's worth the money is the catalog. I think, what did she sell? 60 million, something like 60 million records over the years? But
did she write all that stuff?
I mean, well, yeah, and Cal, it comes down to also, did she, you know, not only write, but that's a long time ago. People aren't listening to them as much as they used to, right? So I don't know. Yeah. But don't forget, then you got Thriller. Man, that thing is played like Michael Jackson's.
Yeah.
That Thriller is played every holiday, you know, during October. By the way, wasn't it true that I thought Paul McCartney bought his catalog?
McCartney, Sony, and back. I think it went made around.
Didn't Michael Jackson try to buy the Beatles catalog?
Yes.
That's it. Then it's the vice versa. Yeah, Michael Jackson tried to buy Beatles. That's right.
Yeah, because from the information he had learned from Elvis Presley. right? Elvis Presley gave him advice early on, and then he tried to use that advice, I thought.
And Sony bought it all. Sony owns it all.
Yeah.
All right, Denise, keep going about the divorce. What's going on with the divorce? Well, the interesting thing is, I like that song.
You know what? She God
dang. Denise was stunned.
In the dancing.
I feel like I just watch Fred try to do a Michael Jackson. Britney Spears.
I thought I was a twerk. Let me tell you.
I was just.
Oh boy.
I was just having a stroke.
Good one.
So. Well, there's not much more to say.
Why don't you video that and put it on our social media? Whatever. Okay.
Okay.
I like that. I play with you.
She hasn't done much lately. You know, she had a comeback song with Elton John, and that's about the last thing she's done. She hasn't really done a lot lately. And
oops.
You know, if you watch her Instagram and stuff, what you're doing is seeing her twirling around and around, dancing, and you know that type of stuff. I don't know what's happening to her, but I think a lot of people are really concerned about her.
I will make a prediction. I think that what ultimately, because you heard about this a little bit, and I think that they missed out on an opportunity to capitalize after the conservatorship. I think that there's going to be a Britney Spears reality TV show coming up where they're going to follow her around while she's making a new album, all this. I think Sam, her husband, was like, I don't want any part of that. And so I am gonzo, and I just think that you're going to see that coming up here. I'll bet in the next year to 18 months there's a Britney Spears reality show out there.
You know, something that was very private that happened is she got pregnant and she had a miscarriage. You know, it was very public and it was really tragic. She's 41 years old now. Probably, you know, won't be in the cards for her necessarily to have children. And we don't know how much that played into the separation either.
She already has two.
Two, I mean, I know what it's like to want to have another child, and you can't. And it's, so I don't know exactly, you know, what that played in there. But my feeling is that Sam is an upfront guy. He's not, he was never out there for her money. And he helped her to get through the fight against the conservatorship. They got the conservatorship ended. And I think Britney went a little bit out too far feeling freedom. Because some of the things she was doing that you could see online was not...
Or Instagram.
Yeah, whatever, social media, whatever, it was everywhere.
You mean those videos where she forgot her clothes? That what you're talking about?
That part, but also just dancing and twirling in circles.
Yeah.
Around and around.
She does it all the time.
Just,
look. I mean, that's what I'm looking at her Instagram.
Right.
She goes in front of the camera and just goes circles. And.
But, you know, from her perspective, she's got to be saying, hold on a second. On any given day, you're going to get on Instagram and TikTok and see some wingnut spinning circles who's a mom and doing whatever, just trying to get attention. And nobody's going to think too much about that. But the minute I do it. Now everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this person who, let's face it, was a sex symbol for years as an artist is doing something remotely provocative, but she's getting thrown under the bus for it.
Right?
Yeah, but she had a conservatorship for a reason.
Yeah.
And there really was a reason for the conservatorship for a period of time, and it feels to me like that reason is still existing and she hasn't. She's not addressing that as well as she could be.
Do you think
that's
it's mental health, Denise, or do you think it's addiction, just mental health?
Somebody a long time ago had said when she shaved her hair off, it was in some report that she had bipolar disorder.
Oh.
And I don't know that to be true, but that's a very serious mental disorder, and it's very hard. It's not one that I would ever want anybody to suffer from. And if she truly suffers from that, it's a hard person to be married
but
to.
But she's getting 716,000 likes on her posts. When
she's
she
like
posts
45
them.
Million Instagram followers.
Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And then you go to like her main posts, because what they do is they'll tag some posts that are the biggest ones. There's she's getting close to a million sometimes.
Okay, we're going to lose Fred down the rabbit hole.
Sorry, I'm down the rabbit. I'm looking at the...
That explains the dance.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, with all those people and all those followers and stuff, anytime
she... Did it again.
Anytime she...
Like a cow. Cash, bopping.
It does, yeah, phrasing. Anytime you need cash... Anytime she needs cash, she's, okay, I'll do an Instagram post, and I'll promo this, promo that. And you know she's got advertisers lining up to, you know, whatever. Oh, you've got tassels on. That's Bob's Tassel Company. You know?
Yeah, that's true. And you know what's interesting? Out of this whole thing, a couple of quotes. When they first got married, the two of them, they talked about a prenuptial. And what's his first name again?
Sam.
And they interviewed him, and Sam said, well, of course we're getting an ironclad prenup to protect my Jeep, my shoe collection, in case she dumps me after day one.
Yeah, no, he has a good sense
of
humor.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
You know, his background is he's an Iranian-American.
Yeah.
And he's quite a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And a fitness instructor, like
right.
You pointed out.
Like my fitness, I'm really fit.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he'll come help you.
Yeah. Okay.
But only if you dance.
If you needed help, but of course you don't, Fred.
All right, let's move on. We got to go past Britney Spears. What's going on with Susan Sarandon? Now, Susan Sarandon is most famous, Todd, for what movies? What movies is Susan Sarandon?
Bull Durham.
Yep, that was probably
Thelma and Louise.
Yep, that's the biggest Thelma and Louise. Now she's very earthy. I mean, look, she's very left wing. When I talk to politics, she is. Very, get back to basics type of person. And so what she wants to do, and what she wanted to do, is retire back in Vermont. So she bought this property, these wooded acres, like 45 acres, and she wanted to go completely off-grid and build this place that takes no electricity, but takes a lot of electricity and gas and oil to build the things that she wanted. But we won't bring that up. And what she did is apparently she hired an individual that was $140,000 she paid him, $140,000 as a property caretaker. And then this construction company to build this house that had buckled siding, missing insulation, mold, unfurnished primary bedroom ceiling, and 47 other issues found by her engineers and contractors that said there's some problems. Now, I believe this. I've seen what's been going on with the, you know, I'm not ripping on contractors because I know a lot of them. You got 2 minutes. Is that 1 or 2 minutes, Cal? You got 2 minutes. Rose putting up there. Is that 1 or 2 minutes? There we go. 1 minute. Woo-hoo, behind the scenes. But we're going to talk about what she's suing for and what the argument is. Again, contractors are great, but sometimes when it's a feeding frenzy out there, some of them just cut corners. So we'll be back after this.
Thank you. There's just a little time running up to the break here. Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station listening to us on and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
English, do you speak it?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Those of you who follow the show, you listen to Hour 1, we had a case or no case on shower door. So maybe the second hour, but you notice there was just a commercial on shower doors there. Did you, Cal, how did that work?
Well, because this is a good one, installed by a contractor.
I know Cal had something to do with that. All right, Susan Sarandon, and she's beautiful. She's in her 70s, right? 76. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
That, time's flying, Denise. And so she's 76 years old. So this, we have this entirely off the grid set up. She's suing, saying, look, you guys got to fix this stuff. And I, just between you and I, have seen this happen many times, that it just is... They go fast. They got to get it done quick because they've got 20,000 other jobs backing them up. I mean, you know, that's an exaggeration, but that you have to understand that this is not unusual. So they make a big deal out of it, but for Susan to sue, and by the way, it's not her suing. She's got a company called The Right to Bear Farms. Coming from a person that's anti-gun. At least I think she's, you know, I'm not anti, I don't know if she's anti-gun, but she's definitely not
pro-farms.
Yeah, pro-farms, but anti, most farmers like guns, but anyway, but The Right to Bear Farms, there you go. Anyway, that's the most exciting thing we've got to talk about right now.
I'm waiting for PETA to come after her, claiming that her right to bear farms is, you're harvesting bears? What the?
Why would you have a bear farm?
Why would you have a bear farm? Good heavens.
Depends on how it's spelled.
Leah Remini. So, what is it? I still...
Well, that is... Well, as if that's a right to, yeah, if you spell B-A-R-E, that's just a nudist colony, right?
Maybe that's what it was going to be. You know?
Well, you know, I'm starting to have second thoughts about this.
Like mine.
Let's strip down that farm.
Todd's showing up. Is this the right to bear farms?
Yeah.
I'm here. Where do I
Yes, you're overclothed, Mr. Cunin.
I'm a gardener.
The pool boy.
Yeah, I'm the pool boy.
855 Law Radio, if you want to call in and just sit here and listen to us laugh.
I got a tool belt with a bunch of suntan lotion.
So what's going on with Susan Sarandon?
Yes.
Well, we're past that. We're on Leah Remini.
Oh. I was going to ask you, do you guys do construction defects?
No, we don't.
No. That's a hard case, huh?
That's a lot of work. That's all. You know what that's all about? No. That's expert heavy litigation. That, you know, it just costs a lot of money. The ones that make the money are who? The lawyers
and the experts. And here in Northern California, Fred, with all of the post-fire construction going on, it's a nightmare out there.
Oh, you're right. To find someone to... Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, Leah Remini, I have never really known, and Todd stays more up on this than I do.
Uh-oh.
What has she done, Cal?
King of Queens.
What's that?
That was a sitcom with Kevin James, and she played his wife. She was the... you know, she and Kevin James starred in King of Queens, a long-running sitcom. I think it was on CBS.
Yes, kind of the Fran Drescher of this generation.
Yeah. And a very vocal opponent of the Church of Scientology.
Right. Well, tell us.
Very vocal opponent of the Church of Scientology. Okay.
So she was a member of the Church of Scientology.
She was.
And she left, and the big issue that occurred is she actually showed up. There was a program where she was interviewed. I don't know if it was like a 2020. It wasn't a type of thing or a 60 Minutes type of thing.
It was a series.
A series that talked about the negatives of Church of Scientology, right? And so that was in 2013 is when she broke off from the Church of Scientology. And she has now brought a lawsuit claiming intentional, malicious, and fraudulent rumors to intimidate and silence her, and that she's being harassed, stalked, surveyed, threatened, intimidated, et cetera, by...
That's where I thought I was out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly that. So what's happened is she's bringing a lawsuit saying that the Church of Scientology is having all this done to her, and it was not necessarily just her, them specifically, but people on their behalf are subjecting her to psychological torture, too. I mean, obviously the church is saying it's ludicrous. Allegations are lunacy is the quote from the church.
This is one of the most secretive churches that exists. Their process is everything. It's very secretive. It's based on Ron L. Hubbard's...
L. Ron Hubbard's.
He was the founder of it, and it's a very. I've read the book, and it's a very interesting take on things. And basically, people have to become clear, if you will, and by becoming clear, then they rise to different levels of humanship, and they believe that when they die, they actually go up into space. And it's a very different kind of. They actually believe too that whatever you say about a fetus in the womb, that fetus hears it, and so you can't talk negative, you can't do all this stuff, and that you have to be very, very careful about these type of things, because these type of memories could be implanted, if you will, and then you have to fight your life to become clear of those.
Well, at least they're being positive out there, you know, setting fire to things and doing stuff, so I don't know.
Well, we don't know how positive. You know, it's very secretive.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the allegations that she's making is that since she quit the church, they've done a lot to try to discredit her as a person and stalked her and harassed her and done all these things. So we'll have to see how this is going to go.
And the thing that really spurred her on in terms of leaving the Church of Scientology is the leader of the church, David Miscavige.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has not been seen publicly since 2007.
Hmm.
So when Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes get married in 2013, I think it was, Leah Remini, still a member of Scientology, had spoken about her concerns that Miscavige's wife has not been seen since then. From that time, she's coming a huge target on her back because she had the audacity to make reference to the fact that Miscavige's wife hasn't been seen publicly since 2007. And nobody knows, what the deal is with her. And that has been what she's claiming, the source of all the animosity from Scientology against her, why she left, and the whole ball of wax.
Wow.
And a lot of the allegations are that once you leave the church, nobody in the church, including your family members, can have a relationship with you. You are done, gone, out, excommunicated.
That's interesting.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah. Well, here's the most interesting thing I thought about the whole thing. And Leah Remini says, given what we're just said about the Church of Scientology, she says that anyone in her orbit, including her family, friends, and business partners, advertiser, potential employers, and staff, are targeted also. I thought it was interesting she used the word orbit. Well, that's pretty Scientologic. Mm.
That is.
Mm,
well, it's
orbit.
Religion based on his science fiction writings. He was a science fiction writer, and this all came into doctrine. It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Anyway, so that's the Scientology issue that's going on. Leah Remini is bringing a lawsuit, and we're going to see what happens. Now, the big question is going to be, with lawsuits like this, are they going to be able to open up some of the – maybe what she's trying to do is open up some – things that are, like you said, Denise, more sacred to them. See, some things aren't secret to people. They'll call them sacred, right? Because I've heard people say of other churches, there's certain things that other churches do that is secret. And I say, no, they're sacred. And to them, something being sacred does not need to be opened up to the public. So I'm going to say maybe Scientology.
Or open up to ridicule.
Right, ridicule. Right. Yeah, so they're secret and they're sacred. So maybe their argument is, well, it's sacred. Who's the other actor that is being
Danny Masterson?
Danny Masterson
just convicted.
Oh yeah,
recently
multiple rape.
Yes,
and he is a Church of Scientology. They're claiming it happened in Scientology or not?
No,
that the Church of Scientology helped to cover him up.
That's what the argument.
Yeah,
is.
That was what the women had said. Remember that the Church of Scientology investigated themselves, did not turn it into police, and that kind of thing. So yeah,
and he was found not guilty by like 10-2 first time.
No. It was acquitted. It was a hung jury.
Hung jury, but it was like 10-2
Yeah.
It was like wow. Are you even bringing? And they brought it again and found guilty. But that's another story that we could talk about later. But we're coming back hour three. We're gonna have a case or no case, and we continue. We're talking about child bunk beds and Alec Baldwin. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we thank you on many great radio stations coast to coast, more than 100 of you, and we thank you. And also many of you listen on RadioLawTalk.com on demand. You can get any episode anytime you'd like on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.